Welcome to the Passion Driven Fitness Podcast. My name is Shivi, and I'm going to be your host today. Today's topic is going to be, how do I get started? A lot of people always want to know how they can get started working out. Well, it's very easy. You don't need to have a gym membership at all. All you have to do is start walking. You can walk in your neighborhood, you can walk with your friends, and you can walk with your children. So that's the very first thing that you can do when you want to get started. Second, if you want to work out in the house and you don't have weights, you can always use what you have in your house. You can use cans, water bottles, children, animals, but basically you can use anything that has some weight to it. So that's a good way to get started also. You can also find videos on YouTube, workouts online, do a Google search for different workouts. And also, you can do a boot camp. So boot camps do cost some money, but it depends on where you live at. I do a boot camp, and I tell my boot camp comers that they can pay what they can afford. So it's up to the person hosting the boot camp how much they charge, but do some research and look into that. So let's talk about how you should eat. Eating healthy is not easy at all when there are so many temptations on TV, on the radio, in the grocery store, everywhere you go, on billboards also. So I tell my clients to start off slow. There's no need to try to take everything out all at one time. So for example, if you drink coffee and you drink coffee 5 days a week, which means you may only drink coffee when you go to work. Well, cut back on your coffee. Maybe you might drink 3 cups a day, start slowly, and start drinking 2 cups a day in a smaller cup. So if you drink a 12-ounce cup, you might want to start drinking a 6-ounce cup. And then just slowly start cutting back each day or each week. You know you can do it if you don't drink coffee at home on the weekends. But if you drink coffee 7 days a week, then again, start off slow. Maybe cut back on the amount of coffee you drink per day. And then start to cut back on the size of cups of coffee you drink a day. Instead of drinking coffee, maybe you might want to drink some hot tea instead. So there are a lot of choices that you can choose from. So how do you start eating healthy? Well, when you want to eat healthy, you want to make sure you are eating vegetables, fruits, and protein, and a carb. You want to keep your carbs to lunch only. You don't want to have a carb at dinner just because when you go to sleep, you don't want that carb to be sitting in your stomach. I would suggest in the morning you can have oatmeal, yogurt, you can have eggs, egg whites, anything along those lines you can have for breakfast. Also for lunch, you can then have your carb. I would stay away from whole wheat. It's not that healthy for you, but you would want to do whole grain. So if you're going to have a sandwich, do whole grain bread. You also want to have ground turkey, ground chicken, any lean meat, fish, all of those items you can have at lunch or even at dinner time. You can have salad, but you have to be careful about what toppings you put on your salad and the type of salad dressing and the amount of salad dressing you add to your salad, because they could end up adding a lot of calories to something that is very healthy. So you want to be careful about what you add as a topping. Cheeses, what kind of nuts you add, different toppings you add, and also salad dressings. You want to stay away from creamy salad dressings. That's a start. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact me at passiondrivenfitness@icloud.com. On our next session, we will discuss different types of workouts you can do at home.